Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to preview the veterans resources that will be available at the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day, which is Tuesday, August 29th. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
In 2011, the Minnesota National Guard partnered with the Minnesota State Fair for their first Military Appreciation Day. Every year since, the Tuesday after opening day has been designated Military Appreciation Day. After a successful first year, the number of booths doubled and the number of volunteers tripled. In the years since, participation from our community partners and corporate sponsors has continued to grow. This day as a fair offers something for everyone. Family members, friends, service members, and veterans are encouraged to enjoy a free, live entertainment, reunite with fellow military members, and visit the dozens of educational booths from agencies and nonprofit organizations who support Minnesota's military community. The Minnesota National Guard is proud to participate in this annual event, and we hope to see you this year at the Great Minnesota Get-Together.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is First Sergeant Beth Dedek from the Minnesota National Guard Public Affairs Office. She is the NCOIC, Non-Commissioned Officer in Charge of the State Public Affairs Office. She is also the First Sergeant of the 34th Military Police Company out of Stillwater, and is the project officer for Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. Sergeant Dedek, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be here.
The last time you were here, you weren't a first sergeant, and people weren't paying all this attention to you. Things have changed, haven't they?
They sure have, and no, I definitely wasn't.
Well, welcome back, and congratulations on being the first sergeant over there at the PAO, the Public Affairs Office. We've got a big event coming up. The State Fair is open actually today, and next week there's going to be an event down there called Military Appreciation Day. That's gone on, I understand, for about 12 years?
Yes, Tom. This is our 12th annual Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair. Very excited for it.
Well, and I think we've been there every year recording Minnesota Military Radio, and we're going to be there next Tuesday over by the KFAN booth with our Minnesota Military Radio tent up, and do two shows from noon to three. But tell us about Military Appreciation Day. Where did that come from, and how does it work?
Absolutely. So the 12th year we've got going on now, and Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair is an opportunity to work with our partner organizations and to educate fairgoers about the Minnesota military community and the military support organizations that we have available for those that are currently serving and those that have served in the past. In addition to that, we have a theme each year, and this year our theme is honoring Vietnam veterans. So we're very excited to recognize them on the 50th anniversary of veterans leaving Vietnam. So that's a little bit about what the day is, and we've got quite a few things scheduled.
Sergeant Dedek, we're fortunate here in Minnesota. We've got all kinds of organizations that support our military, our veterans, and their families, such as Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. We've got MACV out there. We've got County Veteran Service Officers, all kinds of folks. But here in Minnesota, it seems like the state is ahead of the rest of the nation in saluting our military and taking care of our veterans and their families and having multiple resources available to help them with whatever problem comes up.
Absolutely. I would agree with you, Tom. I think Minnesota is very ahead of the curve, and we have more support available to our veterans and their families and our service members than some other states. And I think that's something that makes Minnesota really special, and we're very fortunate to have all those organizations here.
And especially since with all the deployments since 9/11/2001, your soldiers and airmen are gone all the time. And when they're gone, there are organizations back here, such as the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, that take care of the families while they're gone so that they can pay attention to the mission and get home safe.
Absolutely. I know myself, I've had multiple soldiers and family members that have taken advantage of those organizations, and it's such a relief for the soldiers, especially when they know that they don't need to worry about that problem, and it's just that support network that we have back here in Minnesota.
So one of the things that we try to do on Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair is to bring all those resources into one place, so that when our citizens of the state, our veterans and their families, go out there to enjoy a day at the fair, they can all go over to Dan Patch Park, I understand, and there'll be all kinds of resources available to ask questions and get help if they need it.
Yes, absolutely, Tom. I'm going to have over 50 organizations in one spot, like you said, in Dan Patch Park. These are support organizations as well as auxiliaries. They'll have information and chat with fairgoers that stop by, let them know about the resources that they have available. Some of the organizations are also set up so that veterans can go out on free trips with their families, such as hunting, fishing, etc. We've got quite a few organizations that'll be out there that are all there to support and provide assistance and help for those that have served, are serving, and their family members.
We're speaking with First Sergeant Beth Dedek about the Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair on Minnesota Military Radio. Sergeant Dedek, I know they all get together in Dan Patch Park, and there's a stage there, too. Are you going to have a little entertainment this year?
We will, yes, Tom. We've got entertainment going on all day. From 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., we've got our very own Sergeant First Class Angelo from the Minnesota National Guard, who's also a DJ. He'll be playing the best of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Him out there last year. He did a great job.
He is fantastic. He's a great personality, and he's got good taste in music, if I do say so myself.
And once in a while, he comes help with the Minnesota Military Radio.
That he does.
Looking forward to seeing Sergeant Johnny next Tuesday.
Yes, absolutely. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have three different ensembles from the 34th Infantry Division's Red Bull Band. So we'll have the Red Devils up there with some rock music, and they were a crowd favorite last year. And then we also have their Boots and Brass Ensemble coming up, and they were well-received last year as well. So we're looking forward to providing some entertainment as people are going in and out of those booths and seeing some of the resources and activities that are available in the park.
I love that. The 34th Red Bull Infantry Division Band. And I asked General Nash at one time when he went to war. He was over in Kuwait. You brought the band with you. Why'd you do that? He says it's amazing when you have these meetings with the other side, with the Kuwaitis and so forth. Band comes up, they play the national anthem. In this case, they even taught some of them the words to the national anthem. It's a good way to break the ice and open it up. So the Red Bull Division Band is incredible, and they play all over the place, don't they?
They sure do.
Now, we want to talk a little bit more about the theme. Everybody counts, I'm a Vietnam veteran, everybody counts that a little bit different. Is it 50 years? Is it 49? Is it 51? But it's the theme this year, and I know we've been sending out information to try to get as many Vietnam veterans there as possible. What are you going to do with them when they come out there? What are you really going to do with a couple hundred Vietnam veterans? Good luck.
Thanks, Tom. And luckily, I've got Colonel Magistad is going to be our parade marshal. So Colonel Magistad's going to be assembling all those veterans over at Liney Lodge right after the opening ceremony, which is at 10 a.m. The veterans are going to be coming in right around 11 a.m. And we're going to assemble them, give them all some hats that we had made for this year's fair. We do an annual giveaway. So we're going to keep a couple just for those veterans that are coming in special for the march, assemble them, and then step off from Liney Lodge. So they'll march from Liney Lodge over to Dan Patch Park, where the Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey, is going to welcome them into the park. And everybody that's present and listening to the music will be able to recognize them for their service.
Sergeant Dedek, I'm trying to visualize this. You know, most of us left Vietnam over 50 years ago, including me. It's going to be quite a march. I think it's going to be a stroll.
It's a six-block leisurely stroll, Tom.
Well, get them all in step and let's see what it looks like.
Absolutely.
But it's certainly a great to honor Vietnam veterans. And for those Vietnam veterans that haven't made arrangements already, you're giving out some tickets and things, too.
I am, yes, Tom. So I just got off the phone before the show with a wonderful veteran from Prior Lake who's going to be joining us on Tuesday. Anybody who signs up between now and Tuesday morning, I'll have to reach out directly and accommodate a same-day pickup because I don't know that they'll get them through the mail in time.
Sure.
But I will take a veteran until the morning of if they reach out to us.
So it was a big day for Vietnam veterans. We did this a few years back, and we had a pretty good showing. Unfortunately, some of us are getting up there in age, but I think you're going to have a bunch of them there, and good luck keeping them under control.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate that.
I'm kind of cheering my fellow veterans in. Come on out there and get rowdy, guys. Let's have some fun.
I hope so. Absolutely.
Are there any other special events this year that you want to talk about?
The Veterans March is our biggest event for the day. with that, though, we also have Wells Fargo and Apple Autos have teamed up again to do another Minnesota Veteran vehicle donation. So they'll be announcing the winner for that at 12 o'clock on the Dan Patch Park stage. And then we've got the Employer Support of the Garden Reserve, ESGR. They'll be joining us on stage and doing some award presentations. And our Beyond the Yellow Ribbon community will also be recognizing some of our corporate partners and some of our volunteers from the communities on stage as well. So it'll be a great day, and I hope everybody comes out to the fair and joins us.
A lot going on. That's Tuesday, August 29th, Minnesota State Fair, Military Appreciation Day. Come on out and see us. Sergeant Dedek, can you stick around when we come back in the fourth segment? I'd like to talk about some of the resources available for our veterans and their families.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, in the meantime, we're going to have some guests coming on talking about the ESGR here in Minnesota and the Veterans Benefit Administration. And this is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're talking about veterans resources available at the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day, which is Tuesday, August 29th. And we're going to get back to some of those resources in the fourth segment. But on this segment, we're going to talk about ESGR, the Employer Support of the Garden Reserve. And joining me now is Jim Finley, who volunteers with the Minnesota Committee of Employer Support of the Garden Reserve as their Employer Outreach Director. Jim worked for the Minnesota Department of Economic Employment and Economic Development, DEED. It's easier to say DEED, Jim, retiring in 2019. As a director of Veterans Employment and Training Programs. Mr. Finley is a Vietnam-era veteran, fellow Vietnam veteran. Jim, well, thanks for coming back. And you also serve on the board of directors of a nonprofit called Veterans Resilience Project.
Yes.
Welcome back, Jim.
Thanks, Tom.
Good to see you again. Now you're in a different capacity now that you're retired, but I understand you're working as hard as ever.
I am, and I've found a couple of opportunities. I couldn't leave the work with veterans programs and veterans, and so I do some work again with ESGR and also with Veterans Resilience Project, which provides therapy for veterans at no cost.
And you were their first patient victim.
I should have been.
Okay, Jim. Let's talk about the ESGR, Employer Support of the Garden Reserve. What is that all about?
Employer Support of the Garden Reserve is a Department of Defense agency, started in 1972. Department of Defense was concerned when the draft ended in 1972, and so ESGR was stood up to help employers and Guard and Reserve members navigate the issues that may come up while those folks are serving the military.
And, of course, the issue there is if you're a civilian employer and you have some employees that happen to be members of the Guard and Reserve,
right,
if they get called up to duty, they're not going to be at work for a while.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes many, many months. We've all heard about the deployments that last up to a year. So we help employers and service members understand the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act, or USERRA.
And that's the rights that those employees have when they're called up to duty for the state or the country, which, and some of those rights mean they get to have their job back when they come back.
Yes, and in fact, employers and service members have rights. And we talk to both groups. We brief all soldiers or all service members in Minnesota once a year on USERRA so they can be aware of what the rules and regulations are. USERRA is a very complicated law, and so we also have a group of ombudsmen which help mediate issues that come up between service members and their employers.
Of course, there's two sides to this whole deal, and we want them to work together. Number one, the employees, you need some of those people to
correct.
Join the Guard and Reserve so that we have an effective backup force, which is more
correct.
Than that these days.
Correct.
It's part of the whole force. The other side is those civilian employers. They've got customers, they got product, they got services, they have to perform. And if somebody's gone, that puts pressure on the rest of the people there to provide those products and services.
That's right. In fact, I heard not too long ago that about 40% of today's military is Guard and Reserves. So we literally could not do this without the Guard and Reserves.
Well, and here in Minnesota, the ESGR, Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, I don't know how many it is, but a lot of our civilian employers have signed the pledge and said, we're going to work with you.
Statement of support, right?
Statement of support. Do you know how many?
I don't, although I am always looking for employers that are interested in signing a statement of support. I talk to many companies each year, going out directly, and we do those in person. It's a very nice ceremony. I've done it for just one person in a very small office during the pandemic, but we've also done it for very large groups, corporate groups, that are very proud of the fact that they support their military members and are anxious to sign and publicly declare that they support the military and their employees and families.
We're speaking with Jim Finley from the ESGR, Employer Supported Guard and Reserve, on Minnesota Military Radio. Jim, we've talked a lot back when you were with DEED and on the show that when our soldiers and airmen are deployed, they sacrifice, but their families also sacrifice as well because they're gone. They have to make up the difference. They have to get things done on a day-to-day basis. But these employers sacrifice as well because they've got to hold that position, but they've still got to get the job done.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, that is sometimes why this gets complicated, because just as an example, there's something called or known as the elevator principle. And what that means is if a service member leaves for deployment, they have a right back to the same or similar job that they left,
along with any raises and promotions they might have gotten anyway.
Absolutely.
And, of course, that puts even more pressure on those employers. They've either got to have the rest of their employees make up the difference or they got to hire some temporary people to come in and get it done. So
that's right.
And in Minnesota, you've got hundreds and hundreds of employers that have signed that statement of support.
Yes.
And
yes,
they know this is going to be a sacrifice, and they're willing to do it anyway.
That's right.
For their state, for their country. I mean, Minnesota's right up there in the top of the country, I would
yes,
think.
Yes, it is. And, in fact, recently, there was information that came out that service members who deploy for, say, a year, and they miss the opportunity to make contributions to their pension fund, they can now make that up. And they have up to 5 years to make all those payments up.
Kind of a catch-up payment.
A catch-up, right. And if you want more information on that, again, you can go to the ESGR page, Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, and there's contact information there, and you can talk to somebody that'll explain that. Again, it gets a little bit complicated.
Well, we can handle complicated as long as we know what the issue is out there. And, Jim, next week, Tuesday, August 29th, is Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair, and in Dan Patch Park, there's going to be all kinds of resources. Is ESGR going to be out there?
We are. We are. In fact, we're going to give out 4 Patriot Awards to companies. And a Patriot Award is an award that a service member nominates their direct boss or manager for helping them in so many different ways as they serve in the Guard or the Reserve. And so we're going to hand out 4 Patriot Awards to different companies. We're also going to do a Pro Patria Award, which is a little higher up on the food chain. A Pro Patria Award is an award that is given, we select one small employer, one large employer, and one government employer each year, and they're awarded a Pro Patria Award, and they can then compete for what is known as a Freedom Award, which is the highest award that Department of Defense has. It's given by the Secretary of Defense.
So there's a stage right there by Dan Patch Park, so you're going to be up there giving out some awards on Military Appreciation Day Tuesday.
We will.
And for all of our veterans and service members that are coming out to the fair on Military Appreciation Day next Tuesday, you're going to have a booth there. They've got issues related to deployments. They can come talk to you. If they got any other issues related to medical or anything else from when they served or are still serving, County Veteran Service Officer is going to be out there. They can go talk to them as well.
You bet. You bet. Yeah, it looks like it's really going to be something for everybody out there as far as veterans go. A lot of resources, a lot of people very interested in making life better for veterans and those who served and their families.
Very good, Jim. Now, that's next Tuesday.
Right.
And you're Vietnam-era veteran, so you better get out there, get your cat, and get in that march.
I'll be there early.
Can you keep step anymore?
With one foot.
Well, that's better than none. Jim, thanks for joining us again, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday because we're going to be out there from noon to 3 o'clock recording a couple of episodes of Minnesota Military Radio. You have to stop by and see us.
Outstanding. I'll be there. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Thank you. That was Jim Finley from the Employer Support of the Garden Reserve on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Veterans Benefits Administration and find out what they're up to on Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we've been talking about the veterans resources that will be available at the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day, which is Tuesday, August 29th. We want to see all of our service members, veterans, and families come out there and make your way over to Dan Patch Park because there's going to be more resources over there than you can ever imagine. We're going to talk about that a little more in the next segment. But now it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Interim Commissioner Brad Lindsay.
The State Soldiers Assistance Program, also known as SSAP, was established in 1923 to serve Minnesota veterans. 100 years later, Minnesota veterans can still count on SSAP in times of need. Tens of thousands of former service members and their families have found help over the decades. The program was established in response to the needs of veterans returning home from World War I. Early on, SSAP provided basic assistance with medical treatment and for the general maintenance of disabled veterans. Since then, SSAP has grown and evolved to meet the changing needs of veterans. Today, SSAP continues to offer those services and more, including support with housing, financial assistance, education financial assistance, short-term disability, dental and optical assistance, and disaster relief. Learn more about the benefits available through the State Soldiers Assistance Program from your county veterans service officer by calling 1-888-LINK-VET or visiting minnesotaveteran.org/benefits.
Thank you, Commissioner Lindsay. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Joining me now is Brad Dobuzinski, who is the VA Midwest Regional Public Affairs Officer. Brad, your title got longer when you left the hospital.
Yeah, it sure did. Yeah, now I actually get to help coordinate for Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska. So 8 hospitals in total. So we're helping out veterans in the entire Midwest region.
And you still get to come on the show once in a while.
Hey, that's a good thing, right?
That's a good thing. Now, most people probably don't understand, but the VA is kind of broken up into 3 separate areas. There's the VA healthcare system, the VA benefit administration, and the VA cemeteries. Is that right?
That is correct. There's those 3. And, you know, the VA healthcare is the hospitals. We take care of the healthcare. And then benefits are the folks that will help with claims and get that once a person gets out of the service, then they can get their claims set up through that. And then, of course, we all know what the cemeteries do. The National Cemetery Association, they take care of afterlife and all the things that go on, like at Fort Snelling. So
treating our departed soldiers and airmen with dignity, and that's important. Now, Brad, I think you caused this. I had to go over to the VBA and MC something over there, and they asked me my thoughts at the end. And what I told them was, you know, you've got all of these thousands and thousands of claims. Please remember, on the other end of every one of those claims, there's a veteran sitting home alone in some kind of distress waiting for you to process those claims. It's really important, the work they do over there.
It is extremely important. We have some really wonderful people working over there. They're working extremely hard. And I'll tell you what, this past year, they've really cut those claims down. The time is getting quicker. They're doing a great job, and I'm proud to say that they're my brothers and sisters in the VA community, and we work hard to get all those benefits to veterans who deserve it.
Work that backload
That's
down.
Right.
And we've got a guest here with us. Can you introduce
him? Yeah, it's Isaac Lundquist, and Isaac was appointed the Benefits Eligibility Support Team Manager at the St. Paul Regional Office in May of 2021, and he's actually been with the VA since July of 2009 as a veteran service representative. Isaac,
welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I understand you served in the Minnesota National Guard for 6 years and deployed to Iraq.
I did. I got a little all-expenses-paid vacation to Iraq back in 2004-05. So.
You know, I had one of those back in 1972. Spent the summer in Vietnam, so I know what you're talking about. Isaac, that should give you some pretty good insight now that you're working for the Veterans Benefit Administration and processing claims. You've been there and done it. You know what happens.
Yep, I do. You're right. It gives me a lot of insight. And like you said earlier, you know, it's a good reminder that we have a lot of veterans that work there, and keep it on the front of our mind every day that behind every claim, there's a veteran, like you said, that's waiting for that decision, waiting for that letter from us, and hopefully waiting for some benefits to help with any disabilities or injuries they had in service.
And really important to that veteran and their family to get these things done. And I know that you and all the folks at VBA understand that, and you're working hard. We want to talk about a benefit today that I haven't heard talked about very much, and that is that there's some benefit eligibility for dependents.
That's right.
And I understand from reading some of this that if your situation has changed, if you're at least 30% disabled, there are ways you can get some extra compensation for some dependents. Can you tell us about that?
I sure can. Yeah, it's so any veteran that is receiving a 30% or higher combined rating for their disability compensation can get extra benefits added to their check each month for any dependents they have. So that includes their spouse, any minor children, any school-age children, and even in certain circumstances, your parents, if you're financially supporting your parents.
So usually if you're getting any kind of dependent coverage when they turn 18, that goes away. But if they go to college and they're still a dependent, then they're still eligible?
Yep, that is correct. And it even includes if they turn 18 while they're still attending high school, as long as they're in school of some type, we will continue paying those benefits for them as a dependent up until the age of 23.
So some of the things to pay attention to is if something's changed, such as you're getting some kind of disability pay if you get married or divorced, or if you adopt a child, there's some things that you need to keep the VBA up to date on or talk to your county veteran service officer about because it might make a difference in how much money you're getting.
Yep, that's correct. So especially if you're adding a dependent, like you said, if you get married or have a child or adopt a child, let us know as soon as possible, but certainly within a year of that date. And if you let us know within a year, we'll be able to go back all the way to the date of that event to start paying those benefits. Similarly, if you happen to get divorced or unfortunately lose a dependent, we let us know right away to kind of minimize any debt that we might have to create on that. It's always good to keep us updated on any of those changes in your life. Or like you mentioned, go and talk to your county veteran service officer. They can certainly help you walk through that process and let you know what benefits you might be entitled to.
I'm hearing some danger there. If something changes and it causes a reduction in your benefit and you catch up with it 2 years later, they're going to owe some money back, aren't they?
Unfortunately, yes. So that's, certainly encourage, if something changes, certainly, like I said, with the divorce or something like that, let us know right away.
We're speaking with Isaac Lundquist from the Veterans Benefit Administration on Minnesota Military Radio. Now, Isaac, are your folks going to be out at Dan Patch Park on Military Appreciation Day?
We will. We'll be out there with everybody else on Dan Patch Avenue. We're going to be there as soon as the gates open, and we'll be there until 5 p.m. at night to answer everybody's questions. So
for all of our veterans that might be disabled, come on over there and talk to Isaac about changes that might affect your compensation. And maybe it'll be positive. I hope they're all positive, but we know that bad things can happen too. So great that you're going to be out there.
Yep.
Thank you. Brad, who else is going to be out at Dan Patch on Tuesday?
Well, like usual, Minneapolis VA is going to be out there as well with some services. They're going to have enrollment information like they usually do. They're going to talk about information they have on LGBTQ plus healthcare, women's health, which continues to evolve, and caregiver support. This year, for the first time, they're going to have more information on the PACT Act. We all know that the PACT Act, the initial enrollment has ended, which means that if you had enrolled before August 9th, you could get that prorated back until when the president signed that bill last year. Now you don't get that, but you get right when you do sign up for the PACT Act. We're going to have that information out there along with toxic exposure screening. Another issue also with the PACT Act, up until September 30th, there's a new enrollment open for post-9/11 veterans that can sign up first time. It's real easy for them to do this now if they haven't signed up for their benefits. And then we're, like always, going to have our suicide prevention team out there talking about suicide prevention and all the good things that we have at the healthcare.
And when we talk about suicide prevention, we need to talk about the fact that you've got doctors, you've got people at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center that can help with those issues and put them behind you so you can get on with your life.
That is absolutely correct. And you know, I would be remiss if I wouldn't talk about the Veteran Crisis Line 988 and then press 1 if you're a veteran. If you have any thoughts of suicide, anything, if you need help, reach out. We have so many people that are there to help every day of the week.
So for our listeners out there, if you see a change in your veteran, if they're drinking more, if they're depressed, if they've got a problem, ask them if they're thinking about this, because it's better than having something happen and missing the chance to ask them. Because if they are thinking about suicide, help is available. Your doctors, your people at the VA Medical Center know how to help them. So let's get them some help as soon as we can.
Absolutely correct.
Once again, the VA is going to be represented in mass at Dan Patch Park.
Exactly. Always.
All right. It's good to see that you're going to be out there along with the Veterans Benefits Administration. Isaac, Brad, thanks for joining us today.
You bet.
That was Brad Dobuzinski, the VA Midwest Regional PAO, and Isaac Lundquist, the Benefit Eligibility Support Team Manager at the VBA on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about more resources available on Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking today about the veterans resources that will be available at the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day, Tuesday, August 29th. And joining me again is First Sergeant Dedek, who is the first NCOIC of the Public Affairs Office for the Minnesota National Guard. And welcome back. We've had a couple of segments here with the SGR and the VBA. I hope they were good. I hope you learned a few things.
I did, Tom. Thank you again for having me today. It was great listening to some of the things that the gentleman had to say on the earlier segments.
Well, they always add something for us, and there's always some good information for our veterans and our service members. And next Tuesday, August 29th, at the Minnesota State Fair, Military Appreciation Day, it's going to be a great opportunity for our listeners to go out and enjoy themselves at the fair, get some ice cream or whatever it is that they enjoy out at the state fair. All that stuff's bad for you. But you're going to have a lot of resources available over at Dan Patch Park.
I am, yes, Tom. So for everybody, after they're getting their fried food item of choice on a stick, I hope they can pop by Dan Patch Park, because we've got entertainment, but more so we've got some really great resources that are going to be available. 50 different booths that will be letting everybody know about the events and benefits and resources that are out there for our military members, their families, and currently serving members as well.
Well, veterans service organizations such as Disabled American Veterans, VFW, American Legion, they should all be mixed in there somewhere.
I do. They're all part of my list of 50. I've got them as well as some others.
Can you share some of them with us?
Absolutely. So for those that are looking for information on possibly transitioning into civilian life or looking at a new civilian career, we've got Apprenticeship Minnesota, the Department of Employment and Economic Development, DEED, that we heard about earlier in the show. They're going to be out there, as well as ESGR. Again, I know we talked about that earlier, but all three of those organizations are going to be out there to let veterans and military members know what other opportunities are available and out there for them, some resources. And additionally, if you're having some issues at your current employer and you think you might qualify for some USERRA assistance, the ESGR will be out there to help you with that. So that's specific to employment. But then we've also got the Minneapolis VA Healthcare and VBA that we heard from earlier. They'll be out there for anybody who has concerns, questions, or issues with their health and the healthcare system and what benefits are available to them. And on a similar note, we also have the Veterans Resilience Project. They'll be out there. And they're a Minnesota-based nonprofit that connects veterans statewide to a network of therapists that provide free and confidential therapy. So we've got a little bit of everything. And then for those that are looking for some free and fun activities for veterans, military members, and their families, we're going to have organizations out there like Camp Gratitude that provides week-long camping experiences for
Bill
military
Hoddle
families.
Does a nice job. Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. We're going to have Fishing for Life out there as well. They do much of the same with outdoor activities all over the state. I think last year they had over 1,500 attendees to their multiple events. And again, that's statewide, so it's not all metro-based. And then, of course, we're going to have the Minnesota National Guard Family Programs team out there. And they bring several different sections. They're going to have their Child and Youth Services team out there. they'll have their soldier family readiness specialists who cater to everything that a soldier and their family might need. And then for our airmen, we're going to have the airmen and family readiness specialists out there as well.
Don't forget the airmen.
Never.
I was in the Air Force.
I would never forget our airmen, Tom.
And I was part of the 133rd.
Oh, I didn't know you were at the 133rd.
For several years after I came back.
Very nice. That's like my home away from home. Even though I'm Army, they let me in.
All right. That's good.
And then, of course, we're going to have our Yellow Ribbon team out there. The Minnesota Beyond the Yellow Ribbon team is absolutely fantastic, and they connect veterans and service members with a very large statewide network of corporate and community partners, and they're invaluable, really. I know I personally, when I've been on deployment, I've had soldiers that have reached out to the Yellow Ribbon to assist with family needs back home. Never fails, mom or dad leaves, and the toilet breaks, the washer shuts down. And the Yellow Ribbon networks and communities are always there to help out. So it really helps those service members be at ease while we're away taking care of the mission.
We just got a little over a minute left, but I know that the governor's been working on suicide prevention and homelessness since he's been governor. And I think MACV's going to be out there too, aren't they?
They are, Tom. Yes, we'll have them out there under the big tents as well.
And one other thing that I would say, our listeners should go talk to the Disabled American Veterans, DAV, and ask them about the hunts coming up, because up at Camp Ripley they have deer hunting, they have fishing, they have all kinds of events up there for our disabled veterans, and we need to get them out of the house.
We sure do. Camp Ripley will be there, as well as the DAV, and the new museum will have representation under the tents, so you can make a whole day out of it. You can come up to Camp Ripley, take part in one of the hunts. I think the next one coming up is our turkey hunt, which is bow. And then you can swing by the Minnesota Military Museum and bring everybody around and look at some of the history and lineage that hails out of Minnesota.
Just a few seconds left. Sergeant Dedek, can you tell us again, Military Appreciation Day, when and where?
It'll be this Tuesday, the 29th, at the State Fairgrounds. We're kicking off at Dan Patch Park at 8 a.m., and we're going to have entertainment and our vendors until 4 p.m., and hopefully you can make it over to the opening ceremony at Liney Lodge if you don't have all day to spend with us at Dan Patch Park.
Very good. So that's Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair on Tuesday, August 29th. Come out and join us, and don't forget to take a look for the Minnesota Military Radio tent. We'll be recording two shows from noon to 3. Sergeant Dedek, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.
Joining me now is Alexandra Fleming from the Ramsey County Veteran Service Officer. Alexandra, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And Alexandra, you're going to have a big week coming up next week at the State Fair. We've got an event called the Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair on Tuesday, August 29th. Are there going to be a few county veteran service officers out there?
Oh, yes, there will be a few of us out here ready to answer any questions.
So you're going to have a booth at Dan Patch Park?
Yes.
Okay, now, we've talked about county veteran service officers on this show for years, and one of the things we tell everybody is if you've got some type of a medical problem or any kind of a problem that happened while you were serving in the United States Armed Forces, whether it's active duty, guard, or reserve, the place to go to get help and to find resources are your county veteran service officer, and they're located in every county in Minnesota, correct?
Correct, yes.
So what type of questions do these service members and veterans come to you with?
Yes, so we're already getting some questions here about VA healthcare, VA compensation disability, and then especially the PACT Act. So we are getting lots of questions here and helping veterans and their families with any questions that they have and getting them to their appropriate county veteran service officer to continue that journey.
And, of course, the PACT Act is some recent legislation that deals with toxic exposures all the way back to my generation, Vietnam veterans.
Correct, yes.
So are you able to tell them how to get a toxic screening so that they can find out whether or not they're eligible for some help?
Yes, so toxic screenings, from my understanding, is you can actually talk to your primary care provider at the VA and they can make the appropriate referral to you to see a toxic exposure navigator, or even some of the private primary providers can actually do it at themselves as well.
And if our veterans do have some kind of a medical issue due to their service to country, county veteran service officers can help them start and file a claim.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and that means they come and talk to you about a problem. You help them think it through, show them where the resources are, and if it's appropriate, then you file that claim so that they can see if they can get some coverage and some services from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center.
Correct, yep.
Okay, now, next Tuesday, Military Appreciation Day. You're going to be over at Dan Patch Park?
Yes, sir.
There's going to be all kinds of other outfits over there, DAV, MACV, veteran service organizations, but you're going to have several county veteran service officers there, and you really want all those veterans that are coming out on Military Appreciation Day to stop by and just chat.
Chat, and honestly, let's talk about your benefits. You are entitled to these things. You served our country. Let's maximize your benefits.
So don't be shy. Stop by the CVSO booth. Tell them when you served, where you served, and what kind of issues you've got. And if you need to, I'm assuming you'll set up some follow-up appointments and meet with them in depth after the fair.
Correct.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that you and your fellow county veteran service officers have a really busy day next Tuesday, Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair.
Yes, thank you.
All right. There'll be no breaks next Tuesday. You're just going to have to take care of our veterans.
I know, yes.
All right, Alexandra, I want to thank you for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio, and we'll be out there doing a show from noon to 3. Maybe I'll get a chance to stop by and say hello.
Awesome. That'll be great. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. That was Alexandra Fleming from the Ramsey County Veterans Service Office on Minnesota Military Radio. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, First Sergeant Beth Dedick, Jim Finley, Isaac Lundquist, and Brad Dobuszynski, Alexandra Fleming, Interim Commissioner Brad Lindsay from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we record live from the Minnesota State Fair from noon to 3 o'clock on Minnesota Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at Minnesota Military Radio.com.